God is good. Amen. Let's pray, and then we'll get into it. I really feel the Lord wants to do something in us. We need something done, don't we, in this hour? We are all under it, but God is above it all. And so we are going to look to him and turn our attention upon the Lord. Pray after me, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King. Give me eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to perceive, and the will to obey your word that I hear today in Yeshua's name. So we started a series speaking about who Yeshua is for us as people. And it's five things that we're talking about that stand out. Yeshua is our Savior. We talked about that week one. He is our sanctifier. Rabbi Carroll spoke about that last week. He is the Spirit immerser, he is our healer, and he is our soon coming King. So in those five things, for us as a community of faith, there is great hope in those truths. And so, like I said a few weeks ago, God wants us to lift our attention above the natural and to his eternal kingdom. Because as we get mired in the natural, we will evidently and inevitably be discouraged. We will be weary and worn. But when we look to the heavenly, he says, lift up your eyes to the hills from where your help comes from. God says that on purpose because he understands that in this world, Yeshua said, you will have tribulation. Tribulation is difficulty, is hardship. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So what is he saying? Look to me. Look to the eternal. Look to the divine. Look to what God can do that no man, no human, no political party, no institution can do for you, but God can. And so that's what we're going to do today. Last week, Rabbi Carroll spoke on Yeshua, our sanctifier. And so the life of a believer is a life of holiness, right? It says, after all, we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into his glorious light. The scripture says we were once darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. As Rabbi Carroll mentioned last week, it's no small task. And in fact, everything that we have been assigned to do for the Lord is challenging in the natural, isn't it? To do it with our own abilities, our own human faculties is challenging. And in fact, we really can't do it very well because we are assigned to do spiritual things, and you can't do spiritual things with natural tools. And so God gives us spiritual tools to accomplish spiritual things. But the good news is that God has not left us alone to figure it out by ourselves. In fact, he promised that he would send us help after he went to the Father, and that help would come through the Ruach. I want to pause here for a second, because inevitably when you talk about the Ruach, I sense two things that come into play, two obstacles for, the Messianic Jewish world. And the first obstacle is that it seems, often because it's been hijacked, that it's not very Jewish. But yet, the immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh is authentically 100% a Jewish event. Matter of fact, Kephas says, this is that, referring to Yoel's prophecy. That what you're seeing, this outpouring, this immersion of power that you're witnessing, friends, is a promise from the prophets to Israel and the nations. And so we want to, knowing that, we want to bring down those barriers that would say, that that's not for me. When in fact, you and I need desperately that immersion, that infilling, that submerging of the Spirit of God into every fiber of our being. The second thing that comes into play, especially in the West, because realize in the global South, Spirit-filled congregations are, you know, off the charts because they get it. But often in the West, it doesn't appear very intellectual. But I want to read you a story just to combat that a little bit. And I'll read that in a second. But I want to tell you that God gave us a wonderful intellect to know and understand his ways. But you can't circumvent faith. That God does things that our natural understanding will never comprehend. Try as we may, we cannot comprehend the greatness of the living God. And so we are told to trust him in many things. Trust me, and to receive from me these wonderful gifts I want to impart to you so that you can live a victorious life. Friends, we're coming into times in the world. Listen, we're going to have an election here in our country, but realize the whole world is going bonkers. And it's more than just a coronavirus. The whole world is going crazy. And in order to navigate through this world, we need all the help God wants to give us. And that's what we're talking about today, really. Is my prayer for today is that you would receive every single ounce of help that God wants to give you through the person of the Ruach HaKodesh. And that you would utilize and rely on his help so you could overcome every challenge that comes your way. As a matter of fact, a scripture that I referenced a few weeks ago is worth repeating, and that comes from Yochanan 16, verses 7 and 8. When Yeshua says, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. Remember that one? And let's face it, I don't know anyone, if you were to have the ability to have Yeshua with you 24/7, who would pass that up? But that's exactly what the Talmudim of Yeshua had. They had access to him 24/7. If they needed a question answered by God, they needed only ask him. If they needed his intervention, my mother-in-law is sick with a fever, he'd come to the house and raise her up. I mean, if they needed food, guy, Yeshua, we're short about 4,000 meals. What do we do? Don't worry, I got it. He'll bless it and multiply it. They had access to him in that way, yet Yeshua says, it's better for me to go so that I could send you the Ruach HaKodesh. That doesn't make sense to my natural mind. How could it be better? But Yeshua said, it's better. Because he will be with you, he will be in you, and he'll be with you forever. And the reason he says that confidently, because he's giving you the Holy Spirit, who is God. Right? That God would live in you to help you in every single challenge that you could possibly face. Another translation says, but here's the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I don't go away, the divine encourager will not be released to you. Anyone need divine encouragement? I do. Oh my gosh, do I need encouragement every single day. The funny thing about encouragement is you can read the word in the morning, man, you feel good. Have that cup of coffee, finish it, get that scripture verse, you have a little spring in your step. And then you go to work or you encounter life and you're blasted. And that scripture verse seems like it's a million miles away. And now you need more. And that's why the Ruach was given to us. So he could be our divine encourager that lives in our hearts 24/7. Let me tell you a story that I promised you. As I shut the door of the office after me, it seemed as if I met the Lord Yeshua face to face. It seemed to me that I saw him as I would see any other man. He said nothing, but he looked at me in such a manner as to break me right down at his feet. I fell down at his feet and I wept aloud like a child, and I made such confessions as I could with my choked utterance. It seemed to me that I bathed his feet in tears. I must have continued in this state for a good while. I returned to the front office, but as I turned and was about to take a seat, I received a mighty immersion of the Holy Spirit. Without any recollection that I had ever heard the subject mentioned by any person in the world, the Holy Spirit descended upon me in a manner that seemed to come in waves of liquid love. It seemed like the very breath of God was pouring into my being. I wept aloud with joy and love. Now, that person who experienced that was an intellectual. He was a lawyer by trade. Matter of fact, his name is Charles Finney. You might have heard of him. And he was a lawyer. Matter of fact, to prove he was a lawyer, here's my joke for the day. To prove he was a lawyer, read some of his writings. They're kind of dry. You know, they read like you're reading a law book. But in person, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, flowed through him mightily. Matter of fact, there are many testimonies of Charles Finney showing up. He would hold revival meetings all over the country. And he would usually get there a few days earlier, and he would go meet the folks that are going to turn out to his meetings. And he would go into a factory, and he would greet everyone. And there are many, many, many testimonies from all over the place that when he would walk into these factories, people would begin to weep. They would begin to cry automatically, begin to repent of their sins and fall on their face. Wait a second, you're working. They didn't seem to care. The Ruach HaKodesh entered the room with him. And he always attributed it not to himself, but to these mighty infillings of the Ruach HaKodesh that came upon him. That's what we're talking about today. That's what God promised us. The Messiah said, I would go and send him to you. How many of you want the liquid love of God? Holy cow, I'll take that. Sign me up. I need about 40 bottles of the liquid love of God. Just to fill me up and flood over my soul. That's what God promised to give to us. So let me talk about three things today. First is, we need the Ruach's immersion, because he wants to give us power to help in our human weakness. Friend, if you don't think that we are weak in our humanity, look at all the things we're currently going through. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 11, he says, it's true that I am immersing you in water, this is Yochanan, the immerser speaking, so that you might turn from sin to God. Baruch Hashem, we've done that, haven't we? Amen. But the one coming after me is more powerful than I. I'm not worthy even to carry his sandals. He will immerse you in the Ruach HaKodesh and in fire. Yeshua promised us this because he knew we needed it. Matter of fact, he told us that in this world you will have difficulties. Now, If you've had no difficulties in your life, I want you to talk to me and counsel me after the service. But there is no doubt that your life, like mine, has had its ups and its downs. It's had its sweet moments, and it's had times of intense challenge and tribulation. And we need the infilling of the Ruach so we can go through these times of tribulation and emerge the other side victorious. Another translation of that, the last verse says, he will submerge you. This is the promise of the Jewish Messiah to Jewish people and to the nations. I will submerge you into union with the Ruach. That's what he says. I will submerge you into union with the Ruach of holiness and with raging fire. And what is that fire? That fire is a passion for God. A passion for God that enables us to overcome. A passion that is not dulled by life. You know what? We get buffeted by life, don't we? You wake up, you're feeling good and strong. You go out and engage the world, and it begins to wear you down. And if you're not careful, and because sometimes we get too busy and we don't get those times alone with the Lord, and we go and we get worn down, and we get worn down, and we get worn down, and we never get sharpened back up. We're like a knife, like a steak knife. Maybe I have steak on my mind. They just opened up Texas Roadhouse, you know? Rabbi Carol said she wants to go there for her birthday. I'm down with that. Anyway, that sharp steak knife cuts right through that meat like butter, right? But if I were to take that same knife and I'd bang on the tree outside, whittle away, make a little something, that knife is not going to be sharp anymore, and it's going to be like cutting a steak with the backside of a butter knife. You ever do that? Growing up, you know, that was my mom's go-to knife, a butter knife. We're having steak, here's a butter knife. Have at it, you know. And it doesn't work very well because it's not sharp. It's been worn down. That's how our lives are. When we just go and encounter the world day in and day out and don't get replenished or don't get infilled and infused and submerged. I love that word, submerged. With the Spirit of God, that we could go forth and live and encounter all the things life throws our way and come out victorious, come out with joy, come out with peace, come out with hope living in our hearts. This is why the promise was given. Guys, it's better that I go so I can go to heaven and send you the great Ruach HaKodesh, the great power of the living God to live in and through you, to help you through life. So here he is, Yochanan the Immerser, bringing people through Tevilah, ritual mikveh. And he's saying, although this is awesome and powerful, and isn't it great to encounter Yeshua, our Savior, right? The one who saved us from our sins. But he's not only the Savior. He's not only the Sanctifier. He is the Spirit Immerser. David Stern says this, Yeshua's promise, or Yeshua's promise that immersion in the Ruach HaKodesh would give power from God that would enable us to live a holy life and bring the Besorah to others. Mark 1:8, I've immersed you in water, but he will immerse you in the Ruach HaKodesh. Another translation says that he will immerse you into the Spirit of holiness. The message here is simple. You don't have to live life on your own. You don't have to rely on your own human strength, your own natural faculties, but Yeshua promises that he would immerse us into the Spirit of God who is holy. Don't you think that the Holy Spirit will help us to live our lives in a manner that is holy and pleasing to God? The Holy Spirit allows us and empowers us to lead a holy life. Yes, he will, but we need him and we must depend upon him. And so the Greek words used for this Holy Spirit of God, the living God, says this, that he is the paraclete. He is the comforter, right? He is the one who comes to be alongside us all the days of our life. To make up for our human weakness. And there's a lot of human weakness in the world. Look at this verse in Romans 8:26. Similarly, the Ruach helps us in our weakness. Weakness is the theme. This is why the Ruach's given, because God knows that you're weak. And it's not any fault of ours. We're weak. We're frail, broken humanity. But the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray the way we should. But the Spirit, hear this. I want you to, you don't get this unless you get it in the original language. But the Spirit himself pleads on our behalf with groanings too deep for words. You have, he's also called, that word is translated advocate. And he pleads on your behalf to God. Think of someone groaning on your behalf that God would intervene for you, that your need would be met, that your challenge would be overcome, that there's some person groaning before God, please move on their behalf. God, they're in need. Now, let me ask you a question. How many people in your life that you have willing to do that? How many people are doing that for you? You know, even in an ideal situation, our families will sometimes do that for us. But the Ruach HaKodesh, God, Yeshua said, will do it 24/7 on your behalf. He'll live with you, in you, and his job will be advocating for you continually. Anyone signing up for that in the foyer? Sign me up, I'll take that. You have moments of weakness? Do you feel overwhelmed? Or is it just me? Are you worn down by the evils of the world, the things you're seeing on TV? I am. I'll be dead honest with you. Sometimes I can only watch a little snippet of the news because it's not very encouraging. And after I turn it off, I realize how helpless I am in this great giant world. But God. But God. If it weren't for God, I don't know how I'd sleep at night. But I sleep really good. Because the Spirit of God is with me and with you and wants to saturate us so we could live in this world, not in despair, but in hope. With a message of life and of liquid love flowing in us and through us to, listen, guys, a very, very lost and dying world. That brings me to my second point. The Holy Spirit, the reason we need to be submerged in the Ruach is because He wants to comfort us and encourage us. Yochanan 14 says, if you love me, anyone love the Lord? Of course we do. You will keep my commands. Anyone keeping the commands of the Lord? Of course we are. We're his people. That's what we do. I will ask, because that's true, because you're my child, this is what Yeshua is telling us, you love me, you're following after me the best that you can, keeping to my ways, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforting counselor, like me, the Spirit of truth who will be with you forever. Here's the thing. The world, it says, cannot receive him. It doesn't say the world cannot have him. It says the world cannot receive him. And the reason the world cannot receive him is because they have not yet received Yeshua. And so that's why Yeshua says, you love me, you follow me, you keep me. Another, you're a child of the King. Once you're a child of the King, he's saying, hey, now that you're my child, I am going to send you this comforting counsel, and he's going to be with you forever. The world can't receive him. You can. And he's going to comfort your heart in times of trouble. And it's a comfort that surpasses understanding. It's going to bring comfort to you. I've used a lot of that comfort in the past 8 months, I have to tell you. I've been drawing on the comfort of the Ruach continually. There's a lot of bad news floating around that comes into your hearing and onto your plate and through the information highway. And that's not encouraging, but the Ruach has a way of counteracting that and encouraging our heart. Here Yeshua is telling his followers that he will give you, he will give me another comforting counselor, and he will continually encourage our hearts, bringing comfort to those who are mourning. Comfort for those who are in despair. Comfort for those who are struggling. Comfort for those who are downtrodden. Comfort for those who are dealing with sickness and disease. Yeshayahu 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, notice who's behind the Messiah's mission, the Spirit of God. And it's the same Spirit that brings good news, the Spirit that brings healing to the brokenhearted, the Spirit that brings release from captivity, is the same Holy Spirit that Yeshua said he would send to you and me, that he would immerse us with. And I want to tell you that it's just not being born anew. It's just not accepting Yeshua. There is more that the Talmudim needed. And we'll get to that in a second. Do you need encouragement today? Seriously. Where do you find encouragement? There's a lot of discouragement floating around. Matter of fact, even amongst the community of faith. You ever been there? Brother or sister in the Lord come up to you and they drop a bomb on you? You know, and you're like, wow, I feel bad. After that little encounter. Why? Because it's not that people do it intentionally. If you're not personally encouraged, you're not going to encourage anyone else. You know, because you live in a different paradigm. You live in a discouraged paradigm, so you don't have encouragement to give. But the Ruach continually encourages us so that when we encounter others, we can be an encouragement to them. Aren't encouraging words life-giving? I used to say it about my son when he was a kid, and here's amazingly, it's still true. My son just loves people. He has a way to encourage people. I remember one time he was getting a hard time from a professor, and I'm like getting like defensive of him. You're saying, you know, Josiah, that wasn't right with you. Da, 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 da. Oh, Dad. It's okay. It's fine. He's just a little grouchy. It's okay. No problem. He's just a little grouchy. I was like, Dad's like, he doesn't look grouchy to me. He looks like he's being mean. But Dad, he's just being grouchy. He's great. To be an encourager to someone, to tell someone they look pretty or you're handsome, or those are just natural things. But to say to someone, hey, God has your back. God's for you. He's with you. He loves you. Friend, whatever you're going through, this is what the Ruach HaKodesh wants you to know, that he's available for you to draw upon his encouraging demeanor. Friend, there's nothing in this world that he can't overcome. You know, last week, I think it was Rabbi Carroll told the story of Richard Wurmbrand, right? We met him at a conference, and this man was tortured for his faith. And his body bore the scars of that torture. But what a sweet spirit that man had. And he stood up before a congregation of a few thousand people and encouraged everyone. Matter of fact, he still can't even really stand on his feet. His feet, after many, 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 many years, was still hurting him from being tortured for his faith. And he had an encouraging word for everyone. You ever been sick or hurting? It's hard to be encouraging when you're hurting. But not when the Ruach's doing it. And this is what I want you to know. There is no doubt that we are living in discouraging times. There is no doubt that hell has been unleashed on the globe. No doubt. How do you stay encouraged? You need this immersion of the Ruach HaKodesh. Some of you need a fresh immersion. Some of you need a refilling. Some of you need to surrender to God. I don't know what you need. You do. God does. But we need him. We need what Yeshua promised us here. We need what Charles Finney experienced, that it came upon him. And it was like liquid love in his heart and in his life. There was an anointing to do ministry that was effortless. You hear that? Effortless. Where is God? Where is God? Where is God? God is around people who are saying, God, fill me with you. This is what I'm telling you guys. We need to start investing in spiritual things, more so than natural things. Natural things run out. They decay. They rust. They rot. So this is what Yeshua said. So don't take my word for it. But Yeshua said, lay up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust and decay can't touch it. Dr. F.B. Meyer used to say that if he had his preaching ministry to live over again, he would deliver more sermons of encouragement to God's people. Surely, in such a day as this, whatever encouragement can be brought should not be withheld, for it is sorely needed. Our faith is basically optimistic because it views the changing scenes of experience in the light of the unchangeable counsel of God. God doesn't change. You know what that's called in theological terms? Is God's immutability. He doesn't change. That's why when we say God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, God is the same. His counsel is the same. His encouragement is the same. He can be dependent upon. And this type of encouragement only comes through that relationship with the Ruach. Hey, Yeshua is God. He could have stayed, right? He could have rose from the grave, right, and stayed if he wanted to. He could have did that, but he left and sent the Ruach. And so the Ruach is the person that we need to be connected with so we can live in victory. When the Spirit, when the truth-giving Spirit comes, he will unveil, hear this, the reality of every truth within you. He won't speak his own message, but only what he hears from the Father, and he will reveal prophetically to you what is to come. And he will glorify me on earth, for he will receive from me what is mine and reveal it to you. How's that for information? God wants to encourage us, especially in these very discouraging times. Let me give you the last one real quick. He wants to give us power for service. Charles Spurgeon said this, hear this, without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are ships without the wind, branches without sap, and like coals without fire, we are useless. Selah. Without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. And by the way, that's not a discouraging word. Without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. But guess what? Take it. That's what Yeshua was saying. Take all you want. I'm pouring the Ruach upon you. But this is where the breakdown in communication. We ignore him. He's with us. He's for us. He wants to help us. He is the paraclete, the one who stands alongside. He is our advocate. He is our counselor. He is our comforter, our encourager, and we ignore him. We need to pay attention to the Ruach. You remember, all throughout the book of Acts, they're listening to the Spirit, and the Spirit is directing them, guiding them, leading them, moving upon them, doing wonderful things, transforming the known world. As they listened carefully to the voice of the Ruach. That was the model that was left for us. So Yeshua says this at one of these gatherings, I'm almost done, hang in there. Yeshua instructed the Talmudim, don't leave Jerusalem, but wait for what the Father promised, which you heard about from me. These are all familiar. For Yochanan used to immerse people in water. We just read about that. But in a few days, you will, and they were immersed. In a few days, you're going to be immersed in the Ruach HaKodesh. When they were gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you going to at this time restore self-rule to Israel? He answered, you don't need to know the dates or the times. The Father has kept those under his own authority, but you will receive power. Greek word dunamis. Not exousia, dunamis. You will receive dynamic, explosive power when the Ruach HaKodesh comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, both in Yerushalayim and in all Yehuda and Shomron, and indeed to the ends of the earth. That's exactly what we read about, what I told you about Charles Finney experienced. Chapter 1. Chapter 2, Kepha gets up and preaches a message. People come up to him, what must I do to be saved? How many people have run up to you and said that? That should be what happens. At least sometimes. I think we would all agree that the world is in great need in this hour of history. And whether people realize it or not, the fact is that for those who do not have a relationship with God, they are bereft of the spirit of life. We have an opportunity to help others. However, we must be empowered ourselves. Right? What do you learn when you get on the plane? The oxygen mask drops down. If you have a child, what's the natural instincts, mom? Help the child first, right? What do they tell you? Don't help the child first. First, put the oxygen on yourself so you don't pass out and are useless to the child. Take it yourself, help yourself, get empowered first yourself, and then you can help other people. That's what Yeshua is saying here, okay? You want to help others? You need to be empowered to help others. And I want to do it, he said. I want to pour it upon you. Please receive it. But sometimes we're too anxious. He says, wait. Well, it seems like there's a conflicting message. In Matityahu, he said, go out into all the world and, right, make Talmudim. And now in Acts chapter 1, he's telling me to wait. Is that a conflict? No, it's not a conflict. He's saying, before you go, though, you need to be empowered. It's like, I thought of this imagery. You ever see those relay races? And they're waiting for the baton, and the other runner goes first. Boy, they start to get anxious. I want to start running. And so sometimes they run prematurely. And there's a mix-up with the baton, and they drop it, and that's it. They lose the race. And Yeshua is saying, slow down, guys. Slow down. Wait. Get empowered yourself first. Allow the liquid love of heaven to permeate your heart and your being, and then go with all your might into the world and change it for my glory. I want to tell you this, close with a quick story. There was a young boy traveling by plane to visit his grandparents, and he sat beside a very religious man who happened to be a professor. And, you know, the man kind of kibitz with the kid a little bit. He figured, hey, young man, he said, if you can tell me something God can do, I'm going to give you an apple. The kid looked back at the man. He said, well, mister, he said, if you can tell me something God can't do, I'll give you a bag of apples. And that's the difference that the Holy Spirit makes. We know the verse. With God... The Holy Spirit is what makes that real in our life, though. D.L. Moody, if God be your partner, make your plans large. that comes through people who are overflowing, submerged by God's presence, His Spirit, that He freely wants to give to us. And I want to tell you, it was first given to Jewish people. These are all Jewish men on a Jewish holiday receiving a Jewish outpouring from the Jewish Messiah to go and change the world to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. God is looking for people through whom He can do the impossible. What a pity that we plan only the things we can do by ourselves. A.W. Tozer. I want to tell you, friends, who knows what's coming down the pike? But there is no doubt in my mind that the world is far worse off today than it was 15 years ago. Matter of fact, it looks like a different place. Who knows what 15 years forward will look like? You and I need to learn to be dependent, infilled, infused, and submerged in the Ruach HaKodesh. So this is what we're going to do as we close. We're going to spend really, literally 5-6 minutes, and we're going to just lift our hands, and you, not me, you are going to cry out to God and say, God, fill me afresh. Fill me with your Spirit. Let me feel the liquid love of heaven flowing into me, my heart. Empower me so I can live in this world victoriously. So I'm not discouraged all the time, downtrodden all the time, depressed all the time. Know that I can live in victory because I sense your presence and your Spirit with me. We're going to take just a few minutes and do that. Rabbi Carroll's going to come. And we're going to lift our hands and just talk to God for a few minutes.
Amen. If you could just stand to your feet here in the sanctuary at home, you're watching, just want to encourage you just to put your heart and focus on Adonai, and we're going to cry out to Him. You might even just want to lift your hands up and we're going to just ask, Holy Spirit, just we welcome you here. Spirit of God, fill us fresh and new on this day. We need your empowerment. We need your strength. Just come. Saturate us, Adonai, from the top of our head to the sole of our feet. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here.
The living God, we affirm your presence here. Spirit of the living God. Reaffirm your power here to heal us and to deliver us, to fill us and to to reveal. We invite your
Holy Spirit, we invite your presence here
Spirit,
in this place, in this sanctuary, in our homes. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our lives to direct and lead us, that you would emanate from us, that we would touch a lost and dying world with your presence. Holy Spirit,
and to
impartation, Holy Spirit. Touch each one in this sanctuary today. Fresh, fresh fire, fresh impartation. To those listening, watching today on through our live stream, those listening a week or a month from now, we pray, fresh impartation of you, Holy Spirit. Bring us to a new level in you. Equip us for the days ahead, that we would be your representative, representing Yeshua through the power of you, Holy Spirit. Strengthen and empower us.
Over you. I just want to encourage us as a community to go forth in the power of the Ruach. Call upon him daily, throughout the day, in every challenge, in every circumstance, whether it be with family, with children, practical things. Call upon the Spirit of God. Be sensitive to his voice and his leading. Receive his power and encouragement into your life.
Amen. So I'm just going to close in the Ronic benediction and then release you here in the sanctuary. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ikunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yisim lecha shalom. May you walk in the grace and peace of God Almighty. May you be saturated and filled with rivers of liquid gold of the presence of God Almighty. Shabbat Shalom. Have a blessed day and an awesome week.
The Lord bless you. Favor over for you a thousand.
generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you. He is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you. He is for you. Presence go before you and behind you and beside.